Chapter 4. It was not the mouse. It was the white rabbit. He was looking for something. The Duchess, oh my dear paws, oh my fur and whiskers, they will execute me. Where did I drop them? Alice thought, he's looking for the fan and the pair of white gloves. She started looking for them, but she couldn't find them. The rabbit saw Alice and asked, why, Mary Ann, what are you doing here? Run home now and bring me a pair of gloves and a fan, quick, now! Alice was scared, so she did as the rabbit said. He thought I was the maid, she said. I should take him his fan and gloves. She found a little house with a brass plate on the door. It said, W Rabbit. She went in without knocking on the door. She looked for the fan and gloves. She found a tidy little room with a table in the middle. There was a fan and three pairs of white gloves in the table. She picked them up. She was leaving when she saw a little bottle on the table. It didn't have a label on it. I know something interesting will happen, she said. I'm going to drink it. She started to grow. She stopped drinking, but she kept on growing. She was stuck in the house. She was too big. She couldn't get out of the door. She kept growing. She grew until her leg came out of the chimney and her arm out of the window. Mary Ann, Mary Ann, bring me my gloves now. The white rabbit saw Alice's arm at the window. He sent for his friends. They tried to get in to pull Alice out, but they failed. We must burn the house down, said the rabbit's voice. Alice called out as loud as she could. If you do, I'll set Dinah at you, she said. The animals threw pebbles at Alice. The pebbles turned into cakes. Alice thought, if I eat a cake, I will get small. So she ate a cake and got smaller straight away. She walked through the door. The animals outside were all angry. She ran away to the wood. She hid in the trees. She needed to grow to her normal height. She walked around. She was looking for the right thing to eat or drink.